Beautiful people, welcome to the inaugural podcast or the pilot podcast of Kelly and the Coach. What we aim to do is say all the things that you're thinking. We're going to talk about all types of topics, current events, politics, sports, and just things that happen in general. We're going to start off the show talking about this young girl who fell to her death, unfortunately, on the cruise ship being held by her grandfather. And it's just a shaky situation.
You gonna introduce your co-host there, Coach?
I'm getting ready to get to you. Let me get this situation first of all. So the situation was the grandfather was holding the baby on this ledge on this cruise ship, thinking that she would bang on this glass like she does at the hockey games when she goes to the hockey games.
Coach, let me cut you off real
okay.
quick.
Okay, that's Kelly. I'm the coach. Kelly is coming in with her comments as we iron out some of the kinks of this podcast. Go ahead, Kelly. What's
okay,
up?
Okay. For those of you that are listening, I'm Kelly Corinne. I'm the coach's daughter and the co-host of the podcast. Now, I presented the story to the coach earlier this week, and I just wanted to give you guys the official facts of what happened. Okay, so last Sunday, Chloe Weingand, I think that's how you pronounce it, was a toddler, 19 months old, who was on a cruise with her grandparents. I believe there were another set of grandparents, but the parents were not aboard the vessel. Stop. Okay, so basically what happened, this was last Sunday, Chloe Weingand, I think that's how you pronounce it, 19-year-old toddler was 19-month-old toddler was aboard a Royal Caribbean cruise with her grandparents. I believe there were another set of grandparents. The parents were not on board. And the father, initially how the story broke, the grandfather had the little girl on the ledge of a window holding her up.
In a play area.
In a play area. Lost his grip on the child. She fell down 11 stories to the deck and died. Now, later it came out that that's not what happened. He says he did not lose his grip. Like Coach was saying, he put the baby up on a ledge, a window ledge, so because she likes to bang on the glass at her older brother's hockey games. So he's thinking, oh, let me put her up on the glass so she can bang on the window like she does at the hockey games. Mind you, he had to raise her so the glass does not go all the way to the ground. Okay, so an adult would have had to pick a child up. He picks her up thinking that she's going to bang on the glass like she does at the hockey games, and there's no glass. It's an open window. She falls, dies. Tragic story. Okay, that's what happened. Go ahead, Coach.
Okay. First of all, she falls 11 stories.
Dies immediately.
And dies instantly. And in the play area had like several levels of windows.
Right.
And I just read where this window was supposedly had been left open.
Right.
Okay. But my question is, if you got a whole set of windows, and you see these, you know, we got one window here, then there's another window, then there's another window, and she's at the middle window. How do you not know that it's no glass there?
Now, this is what I thought. I thought, to be quite frank, I thought he was drunk. When I first heard the story, I said, oh, he had to be drunk. Because, you know, people on those cruise ships,
right,
they're drinking, which is nothing wrong with that, you know, but, you know, they're drinking. Because I've never seen a closed window and thought it was open. I've never seen an open window and thought it was closed.
Exactly.
I can always see. Now, to boot, I wouldn't put a child, even if... Go, I ain't gonna get into it. You go ahead, coach. Go ahead, because I know what you're gonna say.
Well, what I'm saying is the same thing you're saying. You wouldn't put a child up against a window.
Even if it was closed.
Even if it was closed, because who's to say that that window couldn't break? Who's to say the window was installed properly?
Right.
You know, whether or not there's a certain amount of pressure that would allow this window to come loose. You know, as we were talking before, you go to some hockey games and a hockey player might get checked into the glass and the glass comes apart, falls all into the stands or onto the ice, you know, because of the impact from those players. Now, I'm not saying this little kid got the impact of a hockey player or two hockey players hitting one.
But like you said, it might not have been properly installed.
It might not have been properly installed.
That's my thing. And I wouldn't chance that.
And at this point, from what I understand, the parents are now suing Carnival Cruise Line.
I don't know if they're suing, but they're trying to say
it was their fault.
It was their fault. And I watch many YouTube videos on this. Everybody's in the comments is saying it's his fault.
Absolutely.
You know,
absolutely.
And I agree. I think it's a tragic, tragic thing. I think it was not smart in general, because again, even if the glass was there, let's say the glass was there, why would you put a baby in your 11 stories up on for them to bang on glass that could fall out and they could break and they could die? That it's like, why even risk that?
Yeah,
I thought was crazy.
It was a moment of bad judgment on his part, for sure. I mean, you go back to the Michael Jackson thing when he held his baby over the banister for the fans to see,
mm-hmm.
you know, and could have dropped that baby that particular time. Then he scooped it back in,
right?
You know, scooped the baby back in. But my point is, it was bad judgment, and I just, again, for the life of me, I can't understand how you think the window is that clean,
right?
That there's no window there,
right?
You know,
that's why I really think he was drunk, because I just, and then to boot, you put the baby there to bang on the glass, and we're gonna move on in a second. Okay, there's no glass there, but why'd you let the baby go?
No, right.
Because you gotta hold in her.
You gotta hold her
for her to bang.
To be free, right? So she can bang.
Right.
Although I did see a picture of the little girl at a hockey game.
I saw that too.
Where she was standing, nobody.
But she
was
standing though, and it was the glass went all the way to the ground.
Right.
She wouldn't have been able.
Well, dude might have thought
She gonna lean
on the glass.
Okay.
He put her feet up on the ledge.
On the ledge.
He gonna lean on the glass, but there's no glass there, and
right,
poor baby gone.
Right.
You know.
Which I feel so bad for the parents. Like, how.
I feel bad for the grandfather too. You know, he got to live with that the rest of his life.
Exactly.
You know?
Exactly. That's so sad.
But man, is that stupid.
It was.
So, I don't know. You know, you guys can email us at coachandkelly@gmail.com with your comments, with your thoughts, if you have any thoughts. Or
maybe we'll create a Facebook group.
Facebook page. Et cetera. So here's the thing I wanted to talk about, though. I want to talk about briefly this Big Poppy situation. Now, I know that was a couple weeks ago, but it's still in the news somewhat. If you don't know, Big Poppy is David Ortiz. He's a former World Series MVP for the Boston Red Sox from the Dominican Republic. Beloved in the Dominican Republic. Beloved in Boston. During the marathon bombing.
Oh, right.
He was very instrumental in the Boston Strong slogan that they had, and When they came back and they started playing baseball again, you know, Big Poppy was very instrumental in bringing the community back. Well, here's the deal. Big Poppy was in his home in Dominican Republic in this upscale bar and was shot. And right away when he was shot, everyone was saying that it was not a robbery.
Because this
that
is what happened.
First thing they said.
He was in Santo Domingo, which is the capital of the Dominican Republic. I've been there. Awesome city. Very fun city. Beautiful people. But he wasn't there by himself. He was there with two Dominican local celebrities. I want to say a newscaster there, and I can't remember who the other guy was, but two other Dominican celebrities. And they were having dinner.
Right. So some dude gets off a motorcycle, walks up, and shoots Big Poppy. Serious injury Big Poppy had to get part of his, I think, colon removed, part of his intestine removed, was in intensive care for, several days and whatnot. And so they immediately, the fans or the people at the bar immediately jumped on old boy, beat him up, and turned him over to the police. Well, as the investigation went on, it turned out that this was a hit.
Mm-hmm.
And for a while, it was like, who was the hit for? Was it Big Poppy? Was it somebody? Who was
right,
the
guys
hit
he was with.
Were the
right,
guys he was
right,
with.
That's what I heard, too.
Exactly. Okay. But then it turned out that Big Poppy allegedly, side chick, was married to a Dominican drug dealer.
Mm-hmm.
And the drug dealer put the hit out on Big Poppy.
Now, this is the thing, because I have some Dominican friends.
Okay.
I wonder, because there was a big-time Dominican drug dealer that was locked up, in prison, and he allegedly, he wasn't incarcerated, but this is the alleged part, he would bring in his girlfriends. He'd have the guards bring in his girlfriends. He would leave. He'd go out and leave, go out on the town, get brought back into prison to go to sleep. I do know, I think he had some, hold on, let me get it right. Oh, the plastic surgery, his girlfriend, he would pay for his girlfriends to get surgery by this big time, Dominican surgeon out there, and it was something else. I think he had like the whole prison on the payroll, and there even was a sex tape. I think he was in the prison having sex with one of the guards. A sex tape came out. I'm going to check with one of my girlfriends. Her mother watches the Dominican channel. I'm going to find out if it's the same guy that you're talking about. Because this guy's a big-time kingpin out there. I wonder if it's him. Probably is.
Probably is. Now, Big Poppy, again, allegedly had purchased the car for this drug lord. Drug lord car for the drug lord's girlfriend's car.
Mm-hmm.
Big Poppy allegedly purchased a car for this particular girl, the side chick, who was the drug lord.
Okay, the drug lord's ex-wife.
Right,
okay.
Right. Okay. Also,
mm-hmm.
Big Poppy's other side chick,
mm-hmm.
allegedly got upset with the drug lord's
girlfriend. Ex-wife.
Uh-huh. Whatever. And they got into a big hoop to do.
Oh, wow.
Almost a physical confrontation,
mm-hmm.
over this whole scenario. Big
wow.
Poppy getting shot.
Wow.
Okay. So now, again, like I said,
Big Poppy's married, by the way.
Hugo. Yeah.
People.
Red Sox David Ortiz caught in love triangle. Bought girlfriend $85,000 Lexus the day before being shot.
Oh, wow.
Okay. All right. But then, now they're coming out saying that it was mistaken identity.
Mm-hmm.
That Big Poppy was not the target. They shoot. They had a picture. The guy who was supposedly the target now,
mm-hmm.
is about 5'8", light-skinned, nowhere near Big Poppy, who's Big Poppy.
Right,
big
right.
Dude,
right.
Dark brown skin, the whole 9 yards. And I'm thinking my conspiracy thoughts on all of that is that they're trying to protect Big Papa's image, you know, his endorsements, et cetera, et cetera.
Right, right.
Okay.
I agree.
Because here is the most beloved figure in the Dominican Republic.
Mm-hmm.
Everybody in the Dominican knows who Big Papa is.
Right.
Now, if they said somebody tried to rob Big Papa, I'm buying that.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. All right, because as you know, you've been to Santo Domingo, you've been to the Dominican, and it ain't nothing to get robbed there.
Oh, absolutely. You know? Absolutely. Okay. Very dangerous.
Right, right. So I'm just saying, you know, how in the world, you know, these conspiracy theories that I have that, you know, makes a lot more sense than what they trying to sell the public, you know.
And they did better, just like you said, just saying a robbery attempt.
Right, 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 right. Exactly.
Because I saw the guy that you're talking about, the newscaster, he doesn't look anything like Big Papa whatsoever.
Right, 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 right. So again, that's just another topic for us to discuss. Have you guys comment on, see what your thoughts are. We will be posting our Facebook page as well as Instagram and our email account. We plan on doing this podcast probably once a week.
Gotta do it weekly.
Gotta be weekly, yeah, so that we can stay current. And I had another conspiracy theory. Well, let me talk a little bit about Al Haymon and the premier boxing champions.
Okay, before you get into that.
Okay, all right.
Ladies and gents, the coach and I are big time boxing fans, okay? Coach got me into boxing, and I really don't even call my dad Coach. We're doing this. I'm doing this for the podcast. I call him Daddy. But I've been watching boxing since I was about 12 years old. So, I don't know, was that 15 years? Thereabout. And Coach for a million years. So, I don't, just recently, it's been a lot of questionable
decisions
in the sport of boxing, in that sweet science of boxing. Now go ahead.
Okay. And because this is the inaugural podcast, I'm coming off the top of my head on this. I should have had the actual fight, but I'm watching the PBC fight, and you know, Al Haymon really controls boxing now. And he has so many fighters in his stable.
Let's say who Al Haymon is first. Al Haymon, guys, for those of you that don't know, is a boxing promoter. Actually, made his bones in the music
that's right.
industry.
That's right.
Big time, put on a lot of shows.
Right.
Drake rapped about him in a song. I'm getting those Al Haymon checks.
Right.
You know, so he's the guy. He's the man, the faceless man behind boxing. You never see him.
Right.
You never see him, but he's the one that makes all the big fights that you watch. He's behind those fights.
Right. Now, he's not a promoter, and he'll let you know, or his people will let you know he's not a promoter. What he calls himself is an advisor and or a manager.
Okay.
For these fighters.
That's okay.
He doesn't promote.
Right.
Like you
true.
Might see a fight where they might have Mayweather promotions.
Right. Okay? Right. Right. Golden Boy promotions.
You know. But they always say at the end, want to thank Al Haymon.
Yes.
I want to thank Al Haymon.
Yes.
And of course, Al Haymon got his cheerleader, Sam Worthing, who always posts up behind Jimmy Lennon and whoever else is making the announcements because he want all the TV time all the time. But anyway.
But I like him. He got a job to do like everybody
else.
Him and his, because he has two sons.
Yeah,
twins.
Yeah.
And they there working too.
Matter of fact, one is, they're not twins.
They're not, that's they're right. Not they're twins. Not twins.
Right.
But they look, they twins. Think they're twins because right. they do, they look right. just alike
and
guys.
And one of those sons played for the Washington Nationals.
I did not know
back
that.
Back in the day, he had a cup of coffee in the league.
Okay.
But I called the dude, I called Sam Worthing the cheerleader because
he's always cheering. You see him, he's always smiling. Yeah.
But here's the deal. So I'm watching the fight, and I've been noticing these shaky decisions where you know, clearly this dude didn't, the opponent has whipped one of Al Heyman's boxers.
Mm-hmm.
But then there's always this questionable decision at the end where Al Heyman's boxer has won. So I'm watching this fight. So it turns out that the judges all scored the bout for the opponent.
Mm-hmm.
We go to commercial because, you know, a lot of the PVC boxes are on regular TV.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So we go to commercial, come back from commercial, and they say, oh, we had an error in the calculating of the scores, and the fight turned out to be a draw.
Mm-hmm.
Which means Al Heyman's boxer is still undefeated.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, as opposed to having that loss on his record.
Mm-hmm.
So it's just a lot of shiggity like that going on in boxing. With it always has been, but it just seems to me it's gotten more and more blatant
here's the thing with that. And again, I'm not shading Al Heyman and his camp or anything like that, but we all know a lot of these fights, these fighters are cherry picked.
Mm-hmm.
You know,
absolutely.
We
absolutely
know this. So if you're cherry picking the fights, why do you? Well, we know why they have to make a decision, because the guy will end up winning, and he wasn't supposed to win.
Right.
You know, but I'm just, I don't know. Take that loss on the chin. You know.
Yeah. Now the championship fight where Ortiz fought Joshua.
Uh-huh.
Okay. And Ortiz took the fight.
Ortiz who? Victor Ortiz? We gotta be specific.
No. I think his first name is David.
Okay.
David.
Oh, I know you're talking about the heavyweight guy.
Right.
From Cuba.
Right.
Yeah.
Is he from Cuba? Now he's a U.S. citizen, but uh-huh. he has
Cuban lineage.
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
He fought in, I want to say, not that long ago. I think he had a fight in D.C.
Joshua.
Yeah.
No, he fought Joshua.
At National Army, because he did fight at D.C. Army. I saw that fight.
Okay.
This was a few years ago.
Okay, a few years ago. Okay. Mm-hmm. Well, anyway, he took this fight on a late notice.
Okay.
Okay. And, you know, they always said he was always out of shape, didn't really train, you know. But it wasn't so much that he was out of shape. He just had one of those bodies that wasn't carved and cut up.
Oh, right, like, right. Like a lot of heavyweight.
Like Joshua.
Yeah, like a lot of heavyweight. Most heavyweight fighters
And Joshua caught him, knocked him down, and he got back up and beat the you-know-what out of Joshua.
Hold on.
Okay.
Are you, because I'm sorry, folks, are you talking about the fighter, the first Mexican heavyweight fighter?
That's exactly
okay,
who I'm talking about.
Okay, then I'm thinking of someone different.
That's exactly
I was thinking
who
I'm of the Cuban
about.
Guy.
Right.
You're thinking, I think his name is Chris.
Yeah.
I want to say Chris.
I call him David. David Ortiz is Big Poppy. My
yeah. no, Chris something.
Right. You thinking about Luis Ortiz.
Right.
Who is a Cuban.
Right. But the person that he's talking about, folks, and please don't give this one star. This is our inaugural episode.
Yeah.
But I think his name was Chris something. Was it Martinez? I don't know. But I know what you're talking about. Yeah. And I was, I'm always rooting for Joshua. I like Anthony Joshua, but you know, it was cool that the underdog won. But you got to talk about how Joshua took that L.
That's where I'm going with this. So there was obviously a rematch clause in the fight. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
So when the fight was over, Joshua looked like
wasn't no thing.
It wasn't no big deal. He was skinning and grinning and smiling in the pictures and dapping everybody up and waving to people in the stands. And I'm saying, Slim,
you just lost
the heavyweight championship of the world.
Mm-hmm.
You know.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I don't know, but one of my Facebook friends said that he was happy because that took the pressure off of him having to fight Wilder.
Okay.
He felt like, Joshua's heart was not in fighting Deontay Wilder.
Okay.
Which, go ahead.
Which very well could be the case.
Could be the case.
But this your job.
Right.
You know, right. if you really think you're the best, and again, it's easier for us to talk like this because I don't know what it's like to get hit in the face by, you know, Wilder. I'm going to say, if this is your business and you are a professional fighter, why would you be scared? You know, which I'm not saying your friend was wrong. But I'm just saying, if that you supposed to fight, that's who you supposed to fight.
Andy Ruiz Jr.
Okay,
that's his name.
Ruiz. Andy I was Ruiz all wrong. Jr. I said Chris.
Yeah. Andy Ruiz Jr. Right. And but no, you're absolutely right. How is it that you the champ, you know, and you ain't really got the heart for it, you know?
And Anthony Joshua's no slouch, you know. So,
oh no question.
So if I'm Anthony Joshua, I wouldn't have been scared of Deontay Wilder anyway, you know.
Right.
Because I do think in terms of boxing, not brawling, boxing, out who's gonna outbox who, I would have thought Anthony Joshua would be the superior boxer. But when we're talking heavyweight fights, you really never know. You know, you never know which way it could go.
Oh yeah, no doubt. Because you take that Deontay Wilder when he fought
Tyson Fury. Mm-hmm.
You know, I thought, well, actually, even before Tyson Fury, when the boy Laverne, what's his name, Stiverne, big dude from, I think he's from Canada, with the dreads, his name Stiverne, I can't think of his last name, but mm-hmm. he rocked Wilder. He had Wilder actually on Queer Street,
okay,
a couple times,
okay,
and
I didn't see that fight.
Yeah, he had him, but he couldn't finish him. Mm-hmm. And Wilder ended up knocking him out.
Okay.
But Wilder hit Tyson Fury, and I swear, I thought Tyson Fury was done.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, he went down like a ton of bricks.
Oh, yeah. You know?
But then he gets up, and he puts a hurting on Wilder, and I actually thought that Tyson Fury actually should have won that fight.
Mm-hmm.
They called it a draw.
Mm-hmm.
But Tyson Fury should have won that fight. I thought he outpointed him.
Mm-hmm.
But anyway, folks, these are some of the topics we're going to talk about as the weeks to come. And like Kelly said, this was our first one. We just kind of feeling our way right now. But we're going to get better. But, you know, stick with us. And, hey, give us some input. I know a lot of these podcasts, you have an opportunity just to listen to them. We're going to give you some interaction where you can
I think the Facebook
Facebook
page.
Us.
Yeah, yeah. The Facebook page.
And we'll talk about your topics that you want us to talk about and give you an opportunity to say what you want to say. Because I always said I'm the type of person that I always say what people thinking anyway.
Same, you know, here.
You know that.
But I am my father's child.
Yeah, absolutely. So look for us on Facebook. We're going to give you... we're going to update this particular podcast before we put it out there. And we'll have all the particulars as to what our Facebook page is, how you can get in touch with us. And we look forward to hearing from you. So until the next time we do this, want to say, you know, be safe, stay strong, be safe, and continue to do you. This is the Coach.
And Kelly.
Talk to you soon.
Bye-bye.